Yeah. I just showed you the other one. Well, in Arya Court, we have to read a novel, English novel, Cloister and the Heart, written by one Mr. Reed. Gerard and Margaret, and their son was Erasmus, who is supposed to be a very big genius of the Western culture. Erasmus. The whole European literature is rich with his high thoughts, high level thoughts. We are told Erasmus. And their father was Gerard and Margaret. They were inhabitants of...
Swarup Babu and an advert. Which is Swarup Babu?
Of Holland. The heart. And the Serena character Piaget, true to the kindred point of heaven and the heart, sky that heaven and the heart and the earth, true to the kindred point of heaven, heaven and the earth, now heaven and the heart. Prakriti jagat is heaven and heart. True. Harmonized. Heaven and the heart harmonized. কৃষ্ণে যতক খেলা সর্বোত্তম নরলীলা নরবপু তাহার স্বরূপ। সো ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট টু ডিফারেন্সিয়েট বিটুইন রিলিজন অ্যান্ড ওয়ার্ল্ডলি লাইফ। রিলিজিয়াস লাইফ, লাইফ ডিভাইন অ্যান্ড লাইফ মান্ডেইন, ইন্টারনাল ডিস্টিংশন and distinction also of the largest quality and the quantity. Quantity. The acute lust and the acute love, divine, may be similar. This parubhya, lampochya, debauchery. Debauchery, stealing, lying, these are to be considered the divinity of the highest order. How it is possible for a sane man? So, tumi ek batul, ami ditiyo batul. I am also insane and you are also so. We are talking of the dialogue of insanity, talking about the matter above sanity, above sanity. Hari Krishna. Kohi deva keva pati aaye. Where is the man to be found of normal thinking that will come to believe in this? Believe in this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, why Chaitanya Dev could support such things like the highest standard of religious realization, a man of character, and a highly scholarship holder and of indomitable spirit, independent thinking, he espouses such a cause. The absolute is such. The autocrat, the conception of the divine autocracy means means devotion. No, no, it can't be thought of. So Sukadeva was required as the mediator, the man for whom no such complaint can be conceived of. Ispunga vidhāna ca sukhaśca vivikta drishti, his eye glance is such that none can suspect that that glance has any wistfulness, vacant look, wholesome vacant look. Any man with some motive, he wants to look at his eyes, they can't find them to respond his question, inquiry. No possibility of the answer of any inquiry from his eyes. No response from this world. Different types of men are living here, but in his eyes is aiming at above all. The extreme example has been also given. Sukadev going on towards forest. There is a tank and the Dibbasri ladies that have got not this material body but astral body. They can express, they can create their own physical body and they can live it also. Such powerful, in such position. Subtle body, they can live in subtle body, move and live. And also, at their pleasure, they can create a show of this physical body in the physical plane also. Such ladies, they are playing in the water, naked. And the Sukadev is passing, there is a roadside tank, passing by the road. They met often that young man of about 16, but they knew him very much, closely, and they did not think it necessary to clothe them, to cover their body. But Vasudeva is following Sukadeva. Oh my child, where do you go? Come back. And they, finding that bear is coming, they hurriedly came to the bank and shut their body, covered their body with dress, with clothing, proper clothing. So in Bhagavatam, the wonder has been expressed, how is this? In the beginning, the Savnukadi Rishi, the Sukadeva is a man of tail. He is not a man of this concrete world, we have heard about him. That the young man of 16 passing and the young ladies do not care to cover their body, and the last day the old man, he is going and they are very busy to cover their body. Yeah. What's the matter? That man, that mystic personality, Sukadev, and he was a speaker and you attended that assembly. You, Shuta Goswami, we are very eager to hear through you what that Sukadev, that person, that the person of dream, what he told. We are very eager to hear that. The line of tale, of story. When he represented in the meeting, inaugurated, about Krishna Lila, Krishna Lila had got some substantial footing here. Sugamukha Dhamitra Dhava Sangeetam. Sridhar Swami says, Sugamukha Dhamitra Dhava Sangeetam, that is, Sukadev Muntabva Samannitam. So his mouth means, with his remarks, when the Bhagavat instructions came to this world, which modified by the remarks of Sukadev, then it was easy for the scholars here to accept that it may be possible. It may be possible. That's quite human-like attains. That is the highest. In human fashion, the life in the human fashion, and not only ordinary moral human fashion, but so much so as to the standard of immoral human fashion. And that is the acme of our realization. We have to believe that. So, such a fool we are. What is this? But when it came through Sukadev with his necessary remarks, the scholars could not deny it. Maybe everything is possible in the infinite. Maybe. But they could believe and they came in a proper line, they stood as evidence. And Raghupati Upadhyaya says, Kampati katare tumi se ko vapratiti mayatu Gopati tanaya kunje gopapadhuti vitam brahma. When Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, but coming back he met in Allahabad, Prayag, with one Brahmin devotee named Raghupati Upadhyaya. The two had a discourse, and in the discourse Raghupati Upadhyaya is uttering this sloka. It is unbelievable. Mahaprabhu asked, Upadhyaya, you are a devotee of Krishna, it seems. What have you understood? Please, what is the object of your bhajan, your attention, your spiritual attention, please divulge it to me. Sudivapari smriti mitari bharatamanye bhajantu bhavabhita ahamiha nandam vande yasyalinde param brahma. I see that you are a great personage. You ask me about my inner inquiry and attendance. attendance. Sincere to be sincere to you. I think this is my realization present. Shruti mapare. Let those lovers of Shruti, Veda, reveal to run after Shruti. I don't care for that. Shruti mitare. There are so many scholars, they are more engaged in Smriti Shastra. Shruti translated into daily activity, next to it daily habits, habitual activities, Smriti. Let them be busy with this Smriti. Bharatamanni bhajantu bho bhita, then there is the storybook, the great volume, Mahabharata, where in the way of different stories, the high truth, truth of high confession, conception has been delivered. Manne bhajantu bhava bhita. I think all those inquirers, their inquiry is more or less by the fear of death. They want to save them from the adversity of circumstances, environment. They are all seekers of emancipation, liberation. They are after that. The Shruti, Smriti, Mahabharata, Panchamavid. Mahabharata, another's name is Panchamavid, the fifth Veda. That honor the Mahabharata has acquired. It comes from Vyasadeva. And everything, no, there is no thought which is not inside Mahabharata. So, all the scholars that flock together, Kegala? Who is he?
Mojaka.
Mojaka. Who is he? They are all, according to me, they are opportunists. They want, they seek after liberation, emancipation from the adverse circumstances. That is their mukti kaam. Bhava bhita. They are afraid of birth and death, birth and death. To be afraid of existence at all. One's mukti, liberation, sajujya, that is, one's to become zero, than to be a member of this undesirable world of misery. Abhavita. Atahamiha nandana vande jasya vinde param brahma. But my conclusion is quite different. It's quite different. I don't care for Shruti, Smriti, or Mahabharata, or such scriptures. I have found one thing. That is the center of my thought, my realization, my everything. You ask me, and I see your question is also there from very bigger appearance, figure and appearance, that I can't hold me off from you. I am the inner heart. I cannot work but talk to you, my innermost day, I want to say. Ahamiha nandang vandi. I have found a very, very, very sweet thing, Maharaj Nanda. I want to worship his feet. No charm for anything in the world, in the Shastric world also, for me. But I have one charm. One charm in my mind. What is that? Attraction for Nanda Maharaj. Bangabandhu. Why? Jashyalandi Param Brahma. Who is hard to be the highest conception of reality, authority, goodness. He is crawling in his compound. What sort of acquisition he has got? That who is said to be Param Brahma, he is crawling on his compound. A very charming thing. He has got in such helpless way the Param Brahma has come in a helpless form and a crawling there. So how great is he? How great a position does he hold? The Param Brahma is dependent. To him crawling like an infant, what is this? All mysterious astonishment, this seems to be the highest to me, and I am caught thereby. This is my Mahaprabhu. Perhaps by responsive appreciation, he went on further. কম প্রতি কথায় তুমি সে সম্প্রতি কু বা প্রতিজি মায়া তু ভূপতি তমায়া তুমি এ ভূপবধূটি বিচং ব্রহ্ম এন্ড হোয়াট মোর আই হ্যাভ টু হিয়ার আই এম টু হিয়ার দ্যাট ইজ মোর দ্যান দ্য মোর অ্যাস্টনিশিং অ্যাস্টাউন্ডিং থিং ভূপবধূটি বিচং ব্রহ্ম কম্পতি কথা তো মিশে আই ডোন্ট ফাইন্ড এ সেকেন্ড ম্যান টু হুম আই ক্যান এক্সপ্রেস মাই হার্ট দি থট অফ মাই হার্ট কম্পতি কথা হতো হুম শুধু সে কো বা প্রতিজি ম্যান হুইল বিলিভ মি আই ডোন্ট ফাইন্ড দ্যাট এনি ওয়ান উইল বিলিভ মি উইল সেকেন্ড মি কো বা প্রতিজি মায়া তো What is that? More wonderful? This is Vatsalya Rasa, the first Nanda, Vatsalya Rasa, then this comes Madhurya Rasa. More wonderful. Gopabadhuti Vitam Brahma. That great Brahma, who has got no limit, he is charmed with the charge of the Gopi Garbhas. He is running after the sweet faces of the gopi girls. It is most unintelligible and most unbelievable thing. This is charming. Though I can put my faith somewhat, but I found not a second person to whom I shall talk about that. This is my innermost heart. I cannot but express it to you. Ubudhuti. I found here, I wrote an article in Harmonist from Madras Mat on this word. It is Sampati Ko Vakpati Timaya. Raghupati Upadhyay says to Mahaprabhu. Sampati, mani apatro, at present. Sampati Ko Vakpati Timaya. Now no one I find who will believe in this. It is that the Sampati. Then, afterwards, some substantial persons may have confidence on this, but now the condition is such. Now, and what is the force or the meaning of the word? That now none else will believe. Now, sampati ko vakpati timaya. There is none to put faith in this conception now. also I don't divulge it to anyone. Why this now? I took from here the point that after the Radha Govinda combined, Sri Chaitanya Dev will come and he will show out of his own practices and instructions in such a realistic way, then some will. It would be easy for many to believe in this. As Sukadev, Sukadev was successful to establish amongst the scholars the theoretical existence. And when Chaitanya Dev will come to take it up again, and by his own realization, he will establish toward the length and breadth of the world, then of course this won't remain ephemeral, but it will come to have recognition in the society of the good scholars. That is the force of the word now. Now none one will believe, but the day is not far when the people will have to believe on this, that yes, Krishna runs after the girls of the gopis. Yes, Krishna, the highest conception of divinity in the Godhead, he crawls on the compound of Nanda and Yashoda. Nanda Kimakaran, Sukadeva also told, Nanda Kimakarat Brahman, Seva Eva Mahodayam, Yashodava Mahabhaga Papu Yashyastanam Hari. In Vatsalya Rasam, he said, Nanda Kimakarat Brahman, Parikshit Maharaj, asking to Sukadeva, what did Nanda do? What wonderful thing? What is the wonderful karma or realization of Nanda? And Yashoda, his wife Yashoda, what merit she had acquired? That Hari, Hari, the prime cause, the absolute cause of the whole world, she's like a child sucking the breast of Yashoda. Papa Yashya Stanam Hari. Hari has come down to suck the breast of breast milk of Yashoda for his sustenance. Wonderful. Wonderful. And these things are to be taken as truth. Nanda Kimakarat Brahman, Seva Mahodayam, such a grand fruit or consequence may come out of that. Yashoda Ba Mahabhaga, the infinitely fortunate Yashoda, Papu Yashya Stanam Hari, Hari has come to her, to suck her breast for his sustenance. These are all wonders. Ko kahi deva kripa pati aaye. The faith should be raised to such a standard, saddha. If we are to come in connection with the infinity, then infinite possibilities must be accepted there. And say, that infinite is taken up so near to you, right? So near, right? To you, the infinite, that dhurita dhantike in Upanishad. That is, he is in the distance, the farthest distance, and he is to the nearest. He is nearest of all to you at the same time. Once, when I had some sudden indifference in my young age of 23, then, to discourage me, one of my nephew, he was a pleader, he is relating a story in my front, addressing some other brother. That one big scholar came, he was practicing in Kalna, at that time, Kalna court. He was the grandfather of Shoiden, this our Sundar Swami. He told, addressing another brother, the one great scholar of the Brahma school came to deliver lecture in Kalna town. There is a big respectable meeting. We also attended. The gentleman told that what is the infinite magnitude of this universe, that there are so many stars whose ray has not yet touched the earth, and the speed of the light is per second is this. 1,17,000 miles or so. That in speed it can run around the earth 7 times. So the circumference of the earth is 25,000 miles, and 7 times in a second. So 1,17,000 approximately. That is the speed. And there is such a star whose light not yet touched the earth. So huge magnitude, infinite, unfeasible. And if there be any God, then has he got any time to take care of this earth, a small planet? It is busy with the whole infinite who has got no limit. So he is discouraging me. Your attempt to to search God, that is futile. Limit. And this, that is this purpose. Then after he has finished, automatically it came to our mind this expression of Upanishad Parash. Tadhurita dhantike. I asked him, what you have told, it is all right. The magnitude is infinite of this physical world, and more mental and others. But can you tell me of any place where he is not present? That was my question. Is there any atom where he is absent? What do you say? Silenced. He was about 45 perhaps, and I was 23. I replied in this way, that is there any atom where he is absent, he is not there present? He could not speak anything. Tadureta dhanti. Vidura kasthayo. The distant of the distance. But nearest of the nearest. He is nearest of the nearest at the same time. So we can have in very closest connection, and it is not unreasonable or unscientific. So we may not have to take the trouble of riding on the stage of morality even. And I recollect C.R. Das was a politician, but he was of Vaishnava temperament. He criticized very drastic way this Rabindranath and the founder of Brahma Dharma, Ram Mohan Rai. The Ram Mohan Rai took the extreme case to blame, to throw mud in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. He incited a particular, of course, we also do not approve that. That a Jamindar, he is sitting in a royal style, the takya, a big pillow on the back, and there is the tamaku, tobacco, and gargara, the paraffin in his mouth, and listening to a kirtan party there. And in kirtan, what's the play is going on? The Krishna has become a Sivarbar. Sivarbar. In the disguise of Sivarbar, he has approached the gopis. Radharani, she is in her, this man, this apathetic mood. Krishna, leaving her, went to other camp of Chantravali. She is mortified. Her heart has revolted, and he has ordered that don't allow Krishna to enter my assembly. Don't allow him. So he is a traitor. He asked me to come, and I have come with all sorts of preparation, and he is enjoying in the other camp. He has frustrated me. As you come today, he is bowed to enter my compound. In this way, she is in that mode. And the Krishna, anyhow, he won't have any clear approach. So in the garb of a Sri Bhagavad, he has come to approach, to have got the few friends of Radharani. Many of them know, but in that place, Krishna has entered, has come to do some service to Radharani of these things. Then Ram Mohan Rai says, this is Vaishnavism, Gauriya Vaishnavism. The Upasya, the highest object of worship, that is a barbar, and the Jamindar is enjoying, and that he is Avishta Devata, the highest conception of Godhead. He has come in that approach, represented there in such a mean position, and he is enjoying. This is Vaishnava Dharma. So, to criticize this Gauriya Vaishnavism, he has written in a very strong way, taking such examples also. Then C.R. Das says that Ram Mohan Rai, he was an atheist. He read Bible and Quran and somewhat Sankara philosophy. But he had not the fortune of seeing even Ramanuja Darshan and Narayan Upanishad. That he is everywhere, he can do anything and everything. He can approach us in the dress, in the garb of a thief, Any way he can come to us and capture us. In a stealth he can approach and capture us. It is also possible. Narayan, everywhere he is, and with his full grace, it is not impossible. In this way he has tried to refute Raja Ramananda, founder of Brahma Dharma. Ravi Thakur also, they are good professors, that Brahma Dharma. At the time of death, the other day I found some Parati radio. The Ravi Thakur asked his nurse, relative nurse, that remind me at the last moment, Satyam Shivam Advaitam, not Sundaram. In Upanishad we find Satyam Shivam Sundaram. But they had modified it, perhaps, his father, Devendra Thakur, founder of Shantiniketan, Devendra Thakur. Hindu half converted into Brahmanism, Brahmanism. The Nirvishesh Brahma, that is all in all, and the Savishesh, whatever is Savishesh, the all mortal. And Satyam Shivam Sundaram, he modified it Satyam Shivam Advaitam. So Ravi Thakur requested that my last time, please remind me of this great mantra, Satyam Shivam Advaitam, not to Sundaram. So, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. It is Aschajjan, Aschajjan, Kampati Kavet, Vijayasampati. Govinda Maharaj, this Govinda Maharaj, when we are invited to perhaps for the installation ceremony there in Chaitanya Chandragaya Mahat, and he was asked to say something there. He began with this look. He rose, and after finishing his hymns, pranam mantra, he began, Kampati kathayata mihi, sampati kubhapati thi mayat. As well as Babaji was present, he was telling me, then he took it to Swami Maharaj's confession that it is Kuba Pajiti Mayatu, it is beyond our conception and belief what Swami Maharaj has done, a tremendous service to Mahaprabhu and his great Gurudev. Inconceivable and unbelievable what he has done to by the extensive service which is generally thought to be impossible, that has been done by Kubhapati, Kampati Kathayatani, Kubhapati Vimayat, just as Raghupati Upadhyaya told to Mahaprabhu, it is like that. So, inconceivable, unbelievable, still, it is, but we can have it only through the sadhu, by the service of the Vaishnava. By the Vaishnava of that type, by their grace. We may talk many things about that may be like a